I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Well, let's get right to it today again. By now you've realized probably that I'm not an actual full-blooded, red-blooded, to-the-right conservative. I got things that I believe that are just, frankly, common sense that move me toward the liberal side. But if you're like me, then you got up this morning realizing that politics just doesn't really affect us, at least in the short term. It's like watching a game show or one of these Naked and Afraid shows where we just watch what's going on, knowing that it's pretty much all made up anyway, not knowing what happens in the background. And I think that it's true that we can watch this and not worry anymore. I used to be paranoid when I see all the horrible things happening at the Senate, the arguments and the name throwing. It used to bother me, and it might still be, but not today. But because today I realize that it doesn't really affect me. It just doesn't. Now, the tax bill, when I see it, I'll know if I pay less or if I pay more. Until then, why worry about it? Oh, because I can do something about it? Like, what am I going to do about it? Call a senator and say, you know, I just realized this tax bill is going to cost me $150 more next year than I paid last year. Oh, gee, what's your name? Bob Sherwood. Fine, we'll call you back. No. And I'm not saying I'm apathetic, because I'm not. I have a lot of hope in our political system, but I believe it's like watching a series. It's like watching Shameless or one of these new Netflix shows. Now, I don't care if they take Spacey off or not, because frankly, that show, House of Cards, or Deck of Cards, or whatever they call it, that's nothing compared to watching real politics. I don't care how far out they design the happenings in the Deck of Cards. It's nothing compared to real politics. And today, unfortunately, it happened again. Al Franken, yes, my favorite guy, Al Franken, SNL comedian and Minnesota senator, was accused of groping someone on an SNL tour 7 or 8 or 9 years ago. And there was a picture of him that was sent around. I don't exactly know what I saw in the picture, but looked like he was groping somebody or some person. I don't know what he was doing. But I saw the interview of a woman on TV who said Franken had groped her. And she just said, yes, he groped my breast, and she explained it in a lot of detail, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this must be fun for this woman. She was having a good time. She was laughing about it. Meanwhile, Franken is on another network apologizing for the whole thing, and then they're asking her, now, do you accept Franken's apology? Well, yes, I do. I accept his apology. You accept his apology. That's all it takes? Gosh, if Moore knew that, or Trump knew that, they could have just apologized and everything would go away. Then they ask her, what about the Senate Ethics Committee investigation? Well, that can go ahead. That's not any of my business. None of your business? Aren't you the one that started it, lady? Well, I never liked Franken anyway, so I always thought he was a great comedian, very funny. But I would say that SNL group, they're a pretty wild group, so I'm not surprised there were some groping and kissing and hugging going on. But I also believe it probably was consensual. Everybody was having fun doing it. And anyway, that's my opinion. It's totally unfounded. But by the way, this whole issue of sexual harassment, which is objectifying women, if you go back and watch 8 or 9 years of SNL, I mean, my gosh, the jokes they made about women, the things they did with women on the show. Come on. Isn't that harassment? Or is that just making fun of women? I can think of a number of times where they had tremendous play on words. You can think of some too, like when they had the shreddy balls dialogue. In other words, they were masters of the double entendre. But isn't that just as bad as something more direct? Am I comparing sexual harassment with sexual humor? Maybe. But in the cases that Moore has been accused of, or even Al Franken, they don't accuse Franken or Moore of using their power to quid pro quo a sexual act. They just said there was a misappropriate behavior. As I look at it, if they keep going, there won't be any males left in the Senate. It'll just all be gay people and females. Everybody else will have had to resign because of some sexual harassment charge in their entire life. If you're 60 and you happen to have touched a girl when she was 15, even accidentally, now she remembers it 50 years later, you're in deep trouble. Oh, I think it's wrong. Don't misunderstand. That's horrible. But I remember an old movie. I don't remember the exact title, but in the movie, an actor was at a playground, and a cute little girl went by. She was 5 or 6 years old. And you know, as grandfathers often do when they see little babies, this particular little girl wasn't his, by the way. He patted her on the rump and said, "You're real cute." And the next thing you know, lost it. You were accosting my little girl by patting her on the rump. I see lots of rumps patted. I don't see many of them to be sexual harassment. The other day I'm watching a basketball game. I saw Bill Self pat two of his players on the rump and said, "Nice job," or "Good job," as they left the court to sit down. I don't think that was harassment. Is it appropriate behavior for a coach to pat one of his players on the butt? I think it's okay. I mean, we do it when we're playing sports. We give somebody a high five or a little slap on the rear. Aha! But what if now we're playing in mixed company and we give the girl a slap on the rear? Now, that's inappropriate because her rear is different than a man's rear. You can slap a man's rear and say, "Good job, way to go." That's a method of coaching, of saying good job. It's a physical embodiment, manifestation of saying good job. But heaven forbid if you slapped a girl on the rear and said good job, sexual harassment. Okay, maybe you don't agree with all these things. And certainly I don't agree with anything that's inappropriate, whether it's a man doing it to a woman or a woman doing it to a man. But I have to say, a lot of this inappropriateness is in a big gray area for me. Now, some isn't, I agree. Some is really clear. But fundamentally, I have a huge problem with this whole thing about guilty by accusation. I think that is a slippery slope that none of us want to go down. I'm sure there's somebody in my background that could accuse me of some sort of inappropriate behavior. Yes, I haven't always been the nice guy that you know that I am. I'm probably made at some time in my life some lewd remark about a scantily dressed woman who happened to be in my line of sight. In retrospect, it was inappropriate. Would I do it again? Probably. Would I get accused of it? Probably not, unless I ran for senator. In other words, unless I was in some quid pro quo area. Has anybody ever complained about it? Well, not that I know of. I've patted a few guys on the rear, too. Said, "Good job." So I'd have to say that I am gender equal. I've patted an equal number of rears, irrespective of gender, as indications of good job. You know, I'm not happy about Franken, no. I'm not happy about anybody that gets accused of sexually inappropriate behavior. But do I think he should resign? Absolutely. he should resign and go back to comedy. Comedy, you get away with anything. You can joke about sexual harassment in comedy, but heaven forbid if you're at your office and make a few jokes about sexual harassment, that's sexually inappropriate behavior. But on SNL or on a comedy show, it's okay. And by the way, have you watched TV lately? Have you watched any of the Netflix shows? I don't know of any sexually appropriate behavior going on the Netflix series Shameless. The whole show is sexually inappropriate in my mind. And that's not the only show like that. Naked and Afraid. Is that sexually appropriate? Naked and Afraid. Why do they have to be naked? And what are they afraid of? Anyway, you get my point. Now, Hannity the other night, I kind of enjoyed his comments about Moore. And yes, he did walk back a bit and said, hey, let's let the people of, was it Alabama decide or was it Georgia? What else are you going to say? You can't jump on the you've been accused bandwagon, therefore you're guilty bandwagon, because that's a slippery slope none of us want to go down. Particularly those of us that might be accused of sexual harassment. But MSNBC today, they weren't happy. The president didn't reply to the question, should Moore resign? He didn't even reply to the question that was asked to other people, should the president have a reply? You see, Trump, I don't care which side he comes down on. Yes, Moore should resign. No, Moore shouldn't resign. No matter what side he comes down on, MSNBC is going to say, came down on the wrong side. Why won't the president reply on this? And you know their answer? Well, because if the president replies on Moore, then people will say, well, then maybe you should resign too because you had some accusations. And meanwhile, Bill Clinton, Mr. Accusation, rich person, is lost in the memory of the past. Will the Justice Department ask for an investigation of the Clinton Foundation? Nope. Not going to happen. Just not going to happen because it isn't worth it. It's a waste of resources for our justice. They did it. She did it. They took quid pro quo money. They took pay-for-play money. But it's over. No one really cares, in fact. I actually don't care. In other words, it doesn't affect me. Oh, I think it's horrible. But tomorrow, I'm going to get up and do the same thing, whether or not the Justice Department investigates Hillary Clinton or not. Now, she's not going to run again, that's for sure. Because I can tell you right now, the person that's running is going to be Joe Biden. If Trump runs again, the Democrats won't risk running a Democrat with a legitimate chance of winning. They'll run Joe Biden, knowing if he wins, okay. But if he loses, they haven't lost a potential delegate for, what would it be, 2024. So Biden is my pick. And he's an attack dog. And he's well liked. And he certainly has the experience. As far as we know, he's not ever been accused of sexual harassment. But that remains to be seen. It's my opinion, if you're over 60, there's probably somebody back in your background that you have unintentionally groped, unintentionally made a lewd remark about, unintentionally did something sexually inappropriate. And it'll come forward when you start running for office. But is it going to be the difference in an election? No. It's going to be a difference in Moore's case because there are just too many people coming forward. And it's a shame. They could be all correct. every accusation would be accurate and truthful. But it does seem a little inappropriate to me that they're making the accusations now. Why not make them after the election? Because somebody motivated them to make them now, 30 years later, 40 years later. Oh, we're now ready to make the accusations. We weren't then, but now we're ready to do it. We feel better about ourselves now. There's so many other accusations going on, so sure, we can make the accusations now, no problem. Doesn't make any sense to me, but be that as it may, if the accusations are accurate or even partially accurate, and there's enough of them now that it's hard to say they're not, Moore is destined to lose. He can object all he wants. He can use his attorney in front of the microphone all he wants, but he's going to lose. And he'll sue somebody, but nothing will happen there. He's gone. He's finished. He's over. I don't even think he can get a book out of it. Title, I was accused of sexual harassment and lost the race for senator by Moore. I don't think it'll fly. The title didn't make any sense. Anyway, that's all I've got for today. Tomorrow, watch some of the TV shows and just recognize while you're watching them. Have some fun watching them, recognizing that doesn't affect you. They pretty much do what they want anyway. Go out and get your own health insurance. Set up your own 401k. Put some cash underneath your bed and your mattress. Buy some gold, put it in a safe deposit box. And then watch MSNBC or even the Republican channels, Fox News, etc., CNN, partially. And just enjoy it. Enjoy it for what it is. It's a drama. It's a Shakespearean drama. Acted by some of the greatest actors in the world. Somebody called me today on the phone. And they talked about how they spoke for America. And I said, hey, you should be on MSNBC because everybody on MSNBC speaks for America. Every time they open their mouth, they say, all Americans believe. Every American believes. America believes. I don't understand it. How do these people get the rights to speak for all America? I haven't had a single call by any of those people giving them permission to speak for me. But they do. I don't think Hannity or The Five or any of the other shows are any different. All of these people, for some reason, get on TV and speak for 350 million Americans. But since they contradict each other so often from one show to the next, I guess they must be talking to different sets of people, of Americans. But certainly all America is not representative by MSNBC people and not represented by Fox News or CNN people. Next time you're listening, when somebody says, all Americans believe, or surveys believe, or every American believes, or I can speak for all America when I say, just sit back in your chair, take a drink of your coffee, swig of your whiskey, glass of beer in hand, and just laugh to yourself, knowing that this drama goes on all the time. And then get depressed, because unless you get up out of your chair and do something, nothing's going to change. I'm too old, so even if I get up out of my chair, I'm pretty sure nothing's going to change. There's pretty much nothing I can say that's going to affect what the senators do. That's all for today. That's all for this November the 16th, 2017. Next week is Thanksgiving, and we can all give thanks that we're still here. Have a good day. Listen in tomorrow, and let's all hope the whole sexual harassment escapade, the nefarious schemes that these senators have been up to, will all go away. Signing off, webtalkwithbob@gmail.com, saying thanks for listening. and keep listening and send this to your friends, then hope that they stay your friends. Signing off.